What made you think that? Yes, my mind. Yes, I have to.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Call to order. I would like to call to order the May 2nd, 2022 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 4:58 p.m. If you wish to address the commission on any items on this agenda, including call to audience, please complete a blue speaker card located on the agenda table at the side of the room. Please include what you wish to discuss, filling out the blue speaker card completely. Once finished, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I will invite you to speak at the appropriate time. Ms. Tolmay, may I have the roll call?
Commissioner Bozeman?
Present.
Commissioner Casals?
Present.
Commissioner Lee?
Present.
Chair Beal?
Present.
Chair Beal, you have a quorum.
Thank you. I will now open to call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address to the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during the call to audience. Any blue speaker cards? Okay. Thank you. I will now close the call to the audience. Councilmember Solomon, do you have anything to report today?
Nothing today, thank you.
Okay, presentations. Item number one, Historical Society update.
Historical Society has concluded four exhibits for this program year, which started the second Saturday in September through the second Saturday in April. We had seven themed exhibits, and property tours were given twice per month. The exhibits included Spanish American heritage, German American heritage, Black history, women's history, ranch history, the holiday theme, which was tradition, toys, and trains, and it culminated in April with the history of the families who owned Steamboat Ranch and a history of horses in the Southwest to coincide with parks and rec activities that day. The museum also welcomed between 40 and 200 visitors per week. Our high on Celebrate Oro Valley was 267, and we hosted about 1,900 visitors throughout the season. The outdoor tours of the property waned likely due to the availability of the reopening of the push house and the exhibits. We're going to reevaluate the outdoor tours for next year. That being said, that we do give private tours of the property by appointment with at least 2 weeks notice. And we hosted two of those private tours this season. The Collections Committee will evaluate our tour and exhibit schedule for next program year and present it to the OVHS Board of Directors in May, and then we will present it to Parks and Rec for their approval and any information that they want to share with us about the property, particularly the work that's going on there, because we might have to work around a few things. We had very favorable comments about the exhibit and tours from both residents and tourists that were visiting here. Many became repeat visitors when they realized that the exhibits changed monthly. That being said, most of the comments that we either have written in our guest book or our docents here is that the residents in particular didn't realize the significance of the property and always kind of wondered what it was beyond the farmer's market. In other matters, Dennis Sloan and Paul Loomis have been coordinating oral history projects, and we have several interviews that have been completed and are being produced. And we received the Town of Oro Valley's engineer's back room. As this room houses most of our collection, the board of directors will evaluate how to proceed for both the short and the long-term future. As the report indicated that it's not in condition that was very habitable for us.
Thank you. Looks like you've been very busy out there.
And I just want to let you know, I have to leave right now. I have frozen shoulder, and I am in a great deal of pain. So it's not anything that's going on here. I just have to go. Thank you. But if anybody has questions, call me.
And since she mentioned her shoulder, I'll say I'm standing because I am having back pain.
I was wondering why you were standing. Oh, very well.
We need a massage therapist.
Yes, we do.
Consent agenda, item number one, review and approval of the February 7th and March 7th, 2022 meeting minutes. Do we have any discussion on the February 7th or March 7th, 2022 minutes or corrections? Okay, I move to approve the February 7th and March 7th, 2022 regular session meetings. Meeting minutes, and may I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bozeman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Regular session agenda, item number one, discussion and possible action to approve the Historic Preservation Annual Report as required by the OBTC 6-10-5. Mr. Lee has prepared the 2021 annual report for our review and discussion.
There's not much to discuss. I put together the report. I collected the meeting minutes over the previous year, except for July and August when it doesn't meet. And then the oaths of office are included and the applications or bios for each member. That's what the report consists of. And it goes in reverse order. December begins it, and January 2021 ends. And then the oaths of office follow. It's a pretty unremarkable event putting it together.
But it meets a requirement, so we're grateful.
I mean, yeah, unremarkable event. I had no problems or issues or anything, so it's all there.
Okay, the lawyer was happy. Thank you, Ms. Commissioner Lee. I move to approve the 2021 Historic Preservation Annual Report. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Commissioner Katsaus. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Regular session agenda, item number two, discussion and possible action to approve changes to the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, item number two, Historic Steam Pump Ranch. Ms. Delaman?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and just remind you all that you just approved the regular session minutes from February of 2022, and those minutes outlined the changes that would be made, which are it was in regular session agenda item number one, and those are line number three, Pima County. This is the item number two in our preservation plan. Okay. And line number three in that, we changed to say Pima County voters approved to Pima County voters and past council approved. And then line number 12, the same document, same section. Steam Pump Ranch Master Plan 2007 will have the addition of Steam Pump Ranch Master Plan Update 2014 and Master Planting Plan, all of which are guiding documents for Steam Pump Ranch. And those will also be added, the Master Plan 2014 Master Plan Update and the Master Planting Plan are also being added to the appendix.
Okay, if there's no discussion on that, I move to approve the suggested changes to the Oral Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, item number 2, Historic Steam Pump Ranch, and its related appendices. May I have a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Regular session item number 3, review of the review and discussion of the steam pump 2008 steam pump ranch master plan and the 2014 steam pump ranch master plan update. Again, Ms. Delaman.
Can you pull up the 2014 time, because that's not one that was printed out. So we did print these so you can take a look. And it's just, this is the from the original master plan. I'll let you go ahead and take a copy and pass it around so that you can, and then this is the update. So, and this is the legend that goes with the update, really made large so you can see what the difference is. So, you can tell from the, you know, as you take a look at the original and the master plan update, which is the copy that's up on the computer up here, or up on the screen up here, that not a whole lot has changed. One of the things I do like about the master plan update, and I'll just point it out to you come forward, is that you can see the historic core. It is outlined here. That was one of the things that was recommended, be obvious. And so when you guys need to know what the historic core section of the ranch is, this is a document, you go to figure that out. But we'll go through a couple of the buildings. I can tell you that the changes that happened from the original master plan, which this does show an in and out arrow in a different way than that one does, that is where the arch is. We discovered after this was done that we can't go in and out, although at some point in time we will widen that a bit and there will be a right turn only exit eventually. But right now we have to drive everybody back out through Steam Pump Village. So that's an obvious change. Another change that you can see from the document that you have in your hand is that it says proposed well in the area that we refer to as the panhandle, which is right here. So you look at the copy that you have in your hand, that is a well site that was changed to right here, and we chose to keep the stables and use those as part of the farmer's market, or we've actually had quite a few people say, someday I might want to have a business in that building. So, you know, once we're through the historic core, which is what we want to see preserved first, that's another opportunity, unless somebody comes forward with money and you know, that. But that's potentially a business location for somebody, should that be the way things go. At this point, it just says, let me see what it says. It says potential market, right? B1. Existing stables rehabilitated for indoor multi-use market, reduced length. So that reduced length is that we want to allow cars to go around. And again, the farmer's market right now, currently there's a lot of traffic issues. Actually, the whole ranch has traffic issues. But that is definitely an area that when we have special events, people will, and the regular farmers market attendees want to just hit the market, they'll have this better flow that won't put them in the midst of 1,000 other cars where they don't want to be. Because that is one of the things that we have happen right now on things like Celebrate Oro Valley that just passed. So anyways, that is another change that you can see up there. And when you go out to Steampunk Ranch right now, the area that I believe is called C1, it's B6. That's the yellow square that's down there in that corner. That is the well site, and it currently is stubbed out. I don't know when that process will move forward. The Historical Society and the Historic Preservation Commission will get to make some decisions on the design of the exterior wall for that. And maybe, I think it's important to tell the story of water through time. So at any rate, there may be some, at least signage that goes along with it to talk about water through time on this property, because it has the name Steampunk for a reason. So at any rate, that is that site, but that has not happened yet, and that's why, the water department hasn't come forward ready to make that design yet. There are some things that exist and some things that do not on here. Whether every bit of it will remain the same, we don't know. Whether there will end up being another master plan update, but the buildings in the core are all but the Proctor Lever House are master planned right now to move, or in the plan to move forward in the next fiscal year. So the bunk houses and the garage. So I went ahead and pulled up those documents. Well, we have the garage, bunk houses, and the barbecue. We have the garage right here. This is from the original master plan. I'll go ahead and explain to you what changes there are that are to this building in its current state, what it's going to become, and what remains the same from that original master plan. And then we'll talk about the other ones that are master or plan to move forward in the next fiscal year. The one thing I do want you guys to keep in mind is that I'm just kind of highlighting a few pieces that are pertinent right now, but I'm hoping you guys had a chance to review the documents and or this stirs some conversation, because this is going to be you guys' conversation after I highlight these couple things, okay? So this is the garage. Currently, the big building the big room that has all the chairs in there was once upon a time a two-car garage. So that's why the building is named the garage. I was told by the former residents that if you went straight out from those two doors, that's where the entry was in the 30s and 40s. So which, none of us knew that entry. It now is through the big high building and the swimming pool, and or big high Ramada and the swimming pool in order to come straight in there. So everything on the outside of this, first of all, D, as you can see, classroom, Western movies, it was to be for exhibits, all those things, that has stayed true to this original document. That will be a place that classes can be held, HOAs, the Historical Society, people who want to have meetings can reserve that. Actually birthday parties can reserve it. It will be a location that things can happen at the ranch. Brides that want some place to be before they come out on the grass for their wedding or what have you. So that area is still a community space. The side that has the EF is only slightly varied. The F section is still going to be a restroom and a small kitchenette. E is the entry space. We'll have a volunteer or somebody greet the public, and there will be a spot in there that people can research the history of the ranch or the documents, maybe look up the Historical Society's website, what have you, and be able to look up things. So that will be on that side. This A, C, B, that side over there will be the town's offices, and so will G in the back. And then H, the three sections there, two of them are storage, and one of them will be HVAC or computer printing room or something to that effect. I can't remember. Yeah, an IT closet. So that's the building that is currently being worked on. So again, if you guys have any discussion points that you want to talk about with that, you can use that as a conversation piece. I'll go ahead and move next into the bunkhouses and let you know what you guys, there's plenty if you guys are interested in this too. Well, I guess she's pulling it up. So the bunkhouses are currently budgeted or in the budget for approval in the CIP plan for next fiscal year. So the side that is the AB side of this is a men's and women's restroom, and that still is currently master planned to be just that. I really think that they have this flip from the way that we're doing it. This will be the northern bunkhouse that will be the men and women's restroom. And so this is not the configuration. The DEF section is the configuration that will turn into the bathrooms. But this DEF side, it has a restroom in the very back that we will maintain, and it will be, again, another community space that will be rentable or, you know, it will have multi-uses. In my mind, we'll also have pictures of what a bunkhouse would have looked like so that there's a tie-in to that history of what the buildings were. It was master planned to have some museum-y type exhibits. Maybe we could have some of the some rope and some different cowboy paraphernalia hanging in that room and make it really showcase the cowboy era, but it will be this rentable space. So that is the bunkhouses. The other thing, if you'll notice on here, it talks about C being a covered storage. When we first purchased the property, there was a bit of a rickety cover between the two bunkhouses. It was taken down, and pretty much the decision has been made not to put it back up. So I don't think that is going to occur. And for the other building that is going to be completed in the next fiscal year is the called Carlos's House and the Barbecue. I think we have kind of moved towards calling it the Barbecue, but the hired hand named Carlos was living there when the town purchased the property. So if you have seen this, or if you look at it on the master plan, it has bumps. If you see it in an aerial, anyways, it has additional pieces to it. The front piece will definitely come off, and potentially the back piece is master planned to come off with a need for storage. Maybe if it's not too much to save it, maybe we'll be able to save that little piece for some storage. However, the B is the concrete floor, and that square that you see in there is the, or rectangle, is the barbecue. The discussion is that it is not safe to use that, so it will be an exhibit only. We may have some barbecues outside of it that so that people can do similar, you know, that historic value is still there, although not in a hazardous way. you can see A and C were closets. A is a kitchen and C is a closet. We've actually chosen to flip those two, because this D, unlike the original master plan, which says it's going to be a restroom, is going to be a small classroom. And again, a rentable space or a community space. So those are the changes that are planned to take place in the buildings that are up for preservation this next year. I went ahead and made copies that you can pass around of the Proctor Lieber House. This again was discussed, and there's printing on the back from the original master plan. But it was talked about fairly in depth in the CommuSalt Econ report that was not that long ago brought back up to you guys. So I would again, it is in one of our recent agenda packets. I would recommend that if you really are curious about some of the thoughts for that by the professional group, go ahead and re-review that. You're obviously welcome to take all of the ranch and the points that I've pointed out to you and discuss that. Also, you were the entire document was attached to your agenda, so if you had a chance to review that and have things that you'd like to talk about amongst yourselves, this is now yours to talk about.
Thank you. Let's get some conversation going.
I guess I need to learn the, this is a learning question. So what does this discussion affect? Like, who gets the results of this and makes decisions on it?
Well, I think primarily that the goal, and actually Chair Beal, I think, was the one who brought it up, but the goal was to know where we are with this, where we are, where are we going, what kind of changes from, I mean, the buildings that are already budgeted for, they're budgeted for the way I just discussed them. So so they're not really open for a lot of debate over what will happen with those. However,
and that's, you know, all of these here.
That's the barbecue and the bunkhouses and the garage. Those are all budgeted for at this time. So, or in the design document phases when it comes to the barbecue and the bunkhouses. So those decisions have pretty much been made off of the two master plans, you know.
And then the comments we make on the Proctor Lieberman House go.
Well, we'll take notes. We're the ones that, you know, drive all that forward, and we make sure that your thoughts and comments are taken into consideration. And if there's anything that you come up with that you feel very strongly about, if you don't feel like we do enough with your comments, you can move them higher than up.
To clarify, Ms. Delaman, the goal, the funds have been allocated. What is the timeline as far as the completion of these projects?
Actually will defer to Mr. Jankowski.
So the garage project is ongoing. That has been in various states of work. We're beginning back up again now. The goal is to have that done. We're looking at the end of August from the most recent schedule that we got. That's probably going to bleed a little bit into September for the garage building to be finished. We have had preliminary, real introductory conversations with Poster Myrto McDonald about beginning to do some of the design work for the bunkhouse buildings and the barbecue buildings. So that's no work has been done other than that. We had initially reached out to them, but then as we ran into some complications with the garage building, we put that on hold and doing the bunkhouses and the mm-hmm. barbecue building. So now that the garage building will start back up, we'll re-engage in those discussions to do formal design work for those other.
Well, that's very exciting that they're making a lot of progress.
Yes, and, yeah.
And do we have, are people like lining up to fill the garage, or what's the plan to put people in it when it's done years from now?
So the garage will be done by, as Matt mentioned, by
Let's just say October.
The end of September to October, sometime in that range. I'm hoping that we can do the ribbon cutting in October 2nd, Saturday, but that's this. I crossed my fingers because you missed it. So the people, the offices are me and my staff. So that is the Recreation Cultural Services Division, and there will be, you know, the space that you see there. Let me see which one.
The people who will come in to use that facility, though, it will be
already been identified.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the people who are going to come in, it's going to be a lot of an opportunity for the public to come in and view the garage building and some of the displays and whatnot are in there. But it's also something that can be reserved and rented on the property that goes along with any sort of other reservations that go on.
And so that's kind of what I was getting at. Do we have people like on the list already?
The answer to that is yes. People are interested in the ranch property. They want more out there. So we're already getting multiple outside what we consider private rentals. We get 3 to 4 of those a month as it sits right now for things as small as, you know, a wedding, you know, a private wedding or something like that to, you know, some of the larger scale events that we have out there.
Yeah.
If it's available, people will definitely utilize it, but it also becomes another programming space available to our department and what we can offer to the community through.
So to add to that answer, right now we're not taking names. All those people reserving for wedding space in the grass are anxious. And those that are pushed out far enough that they know that building it will be done are waiting for us to figure out a fee schedule. So they're excited and anticipating that coming down. Are we making a list? We haven't made a list yet. The other programming that will take place in there is I had my fingers like this hoping that we, this summer, would have been able to use it for our camp. So we have a camp, and I'll mention it in my department report. We have a camp that's held out there, and so far, because town programs have priority over other users' use, we have to ask the Historical Society to give us some space in the push house in order for those kids to escape the immense heat. It would have been really nice if we could have stopped already that. And so starting next year, we'll have that benefit, which is a huge benefit to them as well. So that's an all summer long when we're not getting many weddings. And then in the once the wedding season, and I foresee HOAs wanting to rent it. I know that their meetings will likely be held there because there's a little bit more space, although they might keep it in the push house where they, what they call home. But yes, I would love it if we had a system like this in our meetings. But yep. We don't have this. So.
The Parks and Recreation Department does not have many spaces that the public could rent and have their own meeting in there. Some, you know, a lot of places will call it like a community room or something like that.
Yeah.
The Parks and Recreation Department does not necessarily have a space like that. This would provide us that opportunity.
Yeah. I'm very excited because what we have found over time, and I'll just toot my own horn just a tiny bit, is that when I became involved in the project, they said, we just need people to see the property. We think that will get some interest. And I said, yeah, I'll take that on. And so really, really started programming. And now, you know, a couple years ago, they did a survey, and it was one of the top visited parks in our city, in our town, based on the fact that we get such a diverse group of, I mean, we go from kids to seniors. So it was highly visited by many people.
The number one.
Yeah.
Well, the
statistically valid survey, Steampunk Ranch was the site most people.
Yeah, the
visited.
Only one that beat it was the path, the loop path. So park-wise, yes, it was number one. Yeah. So at any rate, having a space like that means even more people are going to be exposed. The more we have exposure to the public, the higher chance we're going to get this last property rented and or leased, and you know.
And this, you know, all goes well, and it's up and running, and you know, we have the ribbon cutting in October, and these are already budgeted out, mm-hmm. So these will start soon after that.
Correct.
Is what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
And then one at a time, or they're both going simultaneously?
We haven't gotten to that point yet. I would hope that they could go simultaneously. I mean, if we hire a contractor who can do both of the projects, which we most likely look for, they can do work to both buildings.
And then how close are we to, we're still talking about this, and
correct.
Like, this is just a distant, like a wish?
Yeah.
Correct, yeah. We wouldn't anticipate getting any real serious conversations with anybody else to come in and do that until we finish these buildings on the ranch and show kind of what the promise is there.
Success of these would really influence speed that up.
The completion of those, because to Councilmember Solomon's point, the statistically valid survey he was referencing, it was a part of the master plan for Parks and Recreation. So we already have had the success of getting people out here. And the main reason, so the amenity, the facility, the location was Steampunk Ranch. The reason why people come out are one of the most enjoyable things that they do in the community that was listed number one was special events, events that take place, which this is our primary event site. So this is already a success in getting people there. Getting the buildings completed and showing that the town has put the investment into the property, and we've got functioning, because right now we don't have a presence on the ranch full time. So having a functioning representative there, that then allows us to say this is the last piece of the historic core, and because it has been viewed as the only site on the property that could have a commercial entity or a place of commerce. I know we've kind of discussed that a few different times, whether that's catering or restaurant or coffee shop. We don't know. But depending on what that building does become, we would most likely enter into an agreement with a partner in order to get it to that place. So understanding what their vision might be too. But we think that we're going to get serious bidders or be able to provide our best foot forward as a town in completing these other buildings.
And I'll just add to that, because I know this could be a bug that somebody's going to look, wait a minute. It will be a fitting, something that fits, that, and it will be our choice. It's not like just one person comes forward and they have a terrible idea and it's super commercial. That we don't have to accept that. We'll wait until we have a fitting option. Just so anybody who that might raise a few hairs on the back of your neck about. So.
Ms. Delamann, is there any conversation as far as like in the transition process where outdoor events could be done with tent rentals to get more people or extend the season where they have some shade before it gets blistering hot?
There is not currently in any part of the master plan. Several years ago, it was talked about. However, Christy had that as a kind of an idea once upon a time. However, because it's not in the plan, I think it is something we could talk about in future agenda items, but I don't, it's okay. I will tell you this, that in the master plan itself, there are some pictures of some beautiful Ramada type things that would be shade structures. You can take a look at those through your master plan. I'll see if I can find it and show it to you before we're done here for the day. But at any rate, that is the closest this comes to what you're talking about.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I have a quick question. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone on site at Steampunk Ranch? For example, if someone was literally driving down Oracle, say, oh, let me stop in to see what they... Reminds where living too.
There is not. There is not, unless the Historical Society has something going on. There's no town staff presence other than maybe some maintenance folks out there.
Correct, okay.
So there's no place where somebody could just pull up Correct. During what you would consider normal business hours and get information.
I can tell you currently I get a lot of phone calls from those future renters mm-hmm. saying, will you meet me there? I want to kind of go over it. So it will be a huge benefit to have us out there. I mean, it'll be nice to not take, 20 minutes mm-hmm. of my day to show something that I could walk out the door. Mm-hmm. So.
Thank you. Regular session agenda item number 4, report by Commissioner Lee and Commissioner Beal. And commission discussion regarding the April 9th, 2022 Celebrate Oral Valley event. Commissioner Lee and myself were out there. It was a beautiful event, and we learned a lot. We learned that we saw what other booths were doing. We noticed that they had some little gimmicks to draw people in, such as handing out water or lemonade or hats or other bribes. And so next year I will put a reminder to myself to bring some gimmicks.
Mm-hmm. Some swag. Yeah. Yeah.
We can help you guys out with that too.
Yeah, all you have to do is ask us and walk. Yeah. Because we did have those brochures that the commission had made several years ago.
And we probably need to, I don't know how we get this ball going, but a banner, just a simple banner that says it's the HPC or the, you know, the table stuff that goes around the table. You know, just the little things that make it look boothy.
For lack of a better word.
Yeah.
One other point, we also noticed that when we did get in conversation, we explained what we do, and it's a great place to find people that have historic preservation interest and recruit more members to our group. So, thank you. Regular session agenda item number 5, election of Historic Preservation Commission chair. I'd like to open the nomination for a chair.
How does that process work?
Somebody has to nominate somebody.
Somebody has to nominate yourself. Somebody.
You can nominate yourself. Can we just?
Do you have? Can we? I'm nominating Chair Beal. Yes. Mm-hmm. To continue in that position.
I'm open for that.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other nominations?
Okay, so I'm being a little modest here, but I move to elect Commissioner Beal is the new HPC chair. May I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. And then we have regular session agenda item number 6, election of Historic Preservation Commission vice chair. This person would step in and act as chair at any meeting or function the chair was unable to attend. Do we have any nominations for vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Lee.
Oh.
I second
that one. I was going to nominate you.
How many nominations do we really have?
Say, yeah, you may.
Believe
it is.
Yes.
Are you open?
Yes.
Okay, I move to elect Commissioner Lee as the new vice, HPC vice chair. May I have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Congratulations.
Don't miss any meetings.
Please. The next item is department update. Ms. Dellerman, is there anything to report?
Yes, I'll just give you a quick construction update. So today, the construction crew, first of all, they had to go through and take down the walls. If you've been there recently, they had to go through and take down the walls that were crumbly, unstable, what have you. So it is down quite a bit, the size of the garage. So they are buying adobe from a company that makes it out of Casa Grande, I believe. Casa Grande, I think. Do you remember?
No.
Okay, pretty sure it's Casa Grande. Anyways, it is Arizona. Adobes, but it's this way that they're constructed really strong, and that's what this company does. So they're doing that, and those are starting, will start to ship this week. We got a note that they would start coming in as soon as this week. I mean, it could take a little bit longer than that. But today they met my staff member out there and did some measurements and stuff for the fire suppression system that will go into the Bush House, which is part of this project. So just an update on all of those things, and we do suppose that it'll be sometime in October when things get done. We hope really early in October so we can have the ribbon cutting for the second Saturday. And then we have our final spring concert is this Friday. It's May 6th at 7 p.m. at Steep Pump Ranch. These are very, very popular. So come early, bring your chair.
Final one for the
Until fall. For the spring, yeah, and until the fall, exactly. So we usually do 3 in the spring, 3 in the fall. Next year, we're going to add a couple country concerts, so there'll be, a couple in addition to the 6 that we already do. But we're going to do those the 3rd Friday, and the 3rd Friday in October doesn't work, the 3rd Friday in November doesn't work, the 3rd Friday, so anyways, we're going to hold off on those. So those will start in the spring. And then we have our final second Saturday of the season, this Saturday, May 14th. And then following in June with a Father's Day craft, we do nothing but craft projects for kids. The farmers market still appreciates that interest that we generate through our emails, and they're really nice little crafts. So if you've got little ones, bring them out. They're crafts to be kept forever. My grandkids have many around. So the town just today, I noticed, placed another ad for the three openings for HPC. So hopefully you guys got a little bit of interest and they'll see the ad and maybe we'll get some our three HPC openings filled. And then we have our annual STEAM camp that takes place at Steampunk Ranch May 31st through July 29th. This camp emphasizes science, technology, engineering, art, mathematics in a nature and historic context. We have won awards for this program in the past, so we're excited about that. But again, we can't wait till the next year when we have an indoor space that doesn't displace the Historical Society, because those kids have to get out of the sun some of the time. It's a half-day program, by the way. And then the next Historic Preservation Conference, I looked that up just so that I could put it on you guys' radar, happens October 19th through 21 of 2022.
That's usually like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday kind of thing.
So if anybody have any questions, you'll have to email me, because this is not a discussion. But thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Future agenda items. The commission may bring forth general topics for future meeting agendas. Commission may not discuss, deliberate, or take any action on the topics presented pursuant to ARS 38-431. Do we have any item to add to a future agenda?
I would like to find a way to incorporate the equestrian community and the 4-H community and figure out how it is that can pull in. That can be some huge financial income for town and for steam pump, so long as it's a limited scope on that one. So I would request that we have discussion and potential action on that one.
Do I hear a second on that suggestion?
One second.
Okay, great. So thank you. Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:45 p.m. May I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a great idea.